in the short term, it may mean a little less confusion. You'll get ultimately these will become one brand, so probably be Orange, and the kind of sheer bewildering multiplicity of tariffs you have out there will become ever so slightly simpler. I think that consumers, they should be wary about being conned here, though, because I think in the long term, what it'll do is push up the cost of making mobile calls, because there'll be fewer competitors out there scrambling to get a piece of your contract. And I think that's ultimately what this deal is about.
Should the competition regulator allow this deal to go ahead?
I don't think they should. I mean, I think this deal has been brought about because the operators in Britain were finding they were making smaller profit margins than they were making in less competitive markets in Europe, and they thought they'd had enough of this, and they wanted to club together and remind the consumer who's boss. And that's ultimately what I think competition authorities should be there to prevent. They should be there to keep healthy competition, and actually creating a market leader with 37% share might not sound too bad, but when you consider that the other two main operators between them have most of the rest of the market sewn up, that will leave you basically with just three big operators and one tiddler. And in many industries, that's been shown to not be enough to keep prices down and keep people from ripping the consumer off.
The structure of this deal is a bit weird, isn't it? Because both parent companies will have a 50% share. Will the new company be able to make tough decisions?
Again, I mean, I'm a bit of a skeptic about this deal, as you'll probably tell. But I mean, I think not. And I think what the tragedy is that these are two companies already hindered by being part of big, very slow moving bureaucracies. I mean, when One2One and Orange were independent companies, they were very vibrant and fast moving, innovative, and contributed a lot to Britain's technology lead in mobile telephony. When they were swallowed up by France Telecom and Deutsche Telekom, they became sort of satellite arms of these former state monopolies and moved very, very slowly. Now we're going to have that, you know, in spades, because what's going to happen is you've got this bizarre structure of 50-50 deal where the Germans get to pick the HR director and the French get to pick the finance director or whatever, and I think it's a recipe for fudge and very slow moving company.
And where does it leave the government's vision for a digital Britain?
Well, slightly hampered again. I mean, the government was planning on there being five competing mobile phone companies that would help roll out higher broadband speeds for mobile customers. I think, to be fair to the industry, the Orange and T-Mobile would say actually it leaves us with perhaps more money to reinvest in new broadband, and that ultimately that will be good for broadband provision. I think the jury's probably still out on that one. I suspect that what will happen is they'll use their pricing power to increase their profit margins. Whether that gets reinvested or not, I don't think is proven yet.